AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. An appeals court on Thursday temporarily blocked a federal judge's order that had directed President Trump to return control of National Guard troops to California. Meanwhile, No Kings protests are set to take place across the U.S. to counter Washington's military parade and what organizers say are Trump's plans to feed his ego on his 79th birthday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered the deployment of more than 5,000 Texas National Guard troops, along with more than 2,000 state police, in response to the ongoing demonstrations and the No Kings protests. Investigators are searching the Air India crash site for evidence and more victims.
Investigators continue to search the site of one of India's worst aviation disasters, while Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with the lone surviving passenger a day after an Air India plane split apart and fell from the sky, killing over 240 people on board and several on the ground. The London-bound Boeing 787 Dreamliner struck a medical college hostel when it fell in a residential area of the northwestern city of Ahmedabad minutes after takeoff on Thursday. DNA testing is being conducted to identify bodies that were mostly charred beyond recognition. More victims are expected to be found in the search at the crash site. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel launched a wave of strikes across Iran on Friday that targeted the country's nuclear program and military sites, killing at least two top military officials. The strikes came over tensions with Iran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Hours later, Israel's military said it had begun intercepting Iranian drones launched in retaliation. And the owner of the nightclub in the Dominican Republic, whose roof collapsed in April and killed over 200 people, was arrested Thursday along with his sister. Prosecutors accused Maribel and Antonio Espaillat of trying to intimidate or manipulate company employees, adding that they could serve as witnesses in the case. This is AP News. Harvey Weinstein's New York retrial ends with a split verdict and a partial mistrial.
In Manhattan, Judge Curtis Farber has declared a mistrial for the remaining rape charge in the retrial of Harvey Weinstein, ending deliberations. The jury foreman complained that he felt bullied by another juror and said he wouldn't go back in the jury room. On Wednesday, jurors convicted the former studio mogul on one charge related to a sexual assault against producer Miriam Haley, but acquitted him of another charge involving Kaya Sokola. Jurors got stuck on a third charge involving Jessica Mann.
Harvey Weinstein became the poster boy for the Me Too movement.
Weinstein's attorneys say they will appeal. Arthur Idella spoke outside court.
We have very powerful evidence that there was gross juror misconduct at this trial.
At a news conference, District Attorney Alvin Bragg thanked the women who came forward and says they plan to go to trial a third time.
We are ready to go forward to trial again on that charge after conferring with Jessica Mann.
I'm Jennifer King.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.